Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8. And the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mann with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Hello there, good evening. I'm Carol Dooley and you're very welcome to join me now for another edition of Ours to Protect, our weekly series where we put the spotlight on protecting the planet and therefore assuring a future for us all. Today saw the beginning of this year's Clean Air Week for Schools, an initiative from Ontashka's Green Schools Travel Programme under the management of Kieran Norton, who joins us shortly to tell us more about it. But first, how important is it that schools educate our children on protecting and improving our air quality? We send Sunshine's Jane McNamara to find out.
I think it's really important from a young age to educate on it so that we can reduce the problem from the source in terms of not actually polluting in the first place.
Oh yes, of course, educate the children about it. There is a problem, but I suppose I'm used to it here, living here a long time.
Very frustrating. Obviously, this should be standard to educate our children on what we can do to save the planet.
Absolutely something we should keep an eye on in Ireland and we should educate our kids on.
So much traffic and stuff in Dublin, but educating them in school is only going to do so much.
It's certainly a start, and kicking off today is the 5th annual Clean Air Week for Schools, an initiative organised by Ontashka's Green Schools Travel Programme to call on schools and communities to work together to improve air quality. And here to tell us more about it is the manager of the Green Schools Travel Programme, Kira Norton. Kira, thank you for taking the time to talk with us this week. So first, can you explain to us in a nutshell what the Clean Air Week for Schools programme initiative is all about?
We celebrate Clean Air Week. Air quality, I think everyone is starting to realise, is hugely important for everyone's health, particularly young children. And in Green School Travel, we promote active and sustainable travel to school. And we just know that clean air is really linked, and air quality is really linked to schools, to how people are travelling there. If more people are walking and cycling, the air is cleaner. There's not as much congestion at the school gate. There's not as much emissions from car engines. And children who might be in buggies, or you know, smaller children who are at the height of car engine exhaust, aren't being as impacted. So this week we want people to think about what impact they can have on the air quality where they live and where their children go to school, or just in their communities. And it's really simple actions. It's things like turning off your car engine, not idling. Idling is a huge source of emissions at school entrances in communities as well. So if you're driving, parking close to school, if you're bringing your children to school and you drive there, consider parking further away from the school and walking the last 500 metres or 100 metres. And then if you must park, or you have to park outside of school, turn off your engine and don't idle. It's a really simple thing that you can do to promote and protect air quality for everybody.
I just wonder, do people actually realise that idling the cars, not only is it toxic to the environment, but also, of course, it's costing them money?
Oh, yeah. Like, it is. It costs money to keep that engine running. And I mean, I think we know now more than ever how expensive fuel is. We're aware of the cost of fuels more than maybe we have been in the last decade or so. Like, fuel costs are really high and it does have an impact. And it's just one of those almost unconscious behaviours that people can do. And without realising, they've been sitting in their car for 10 minutes and their engine has been idling that whole time. So like some newer cars obviously have start-stop engines. There's electric and hybrid cars, but most of our cars on the roads are still petrol and diesel combustion engines and they're still idling. And when they idle, this happens. If you get cold, if you're sitting in the car waiting to pick up somebody and you're getting cold and you're like, oh, I wish I could have the heat on, you know, maybe put a blanket in the car. The simple little switches we can make. Again, it is just an unconscious behavior that you don't even think about, but by turning off the engine, you're having a real and very immediate impact on the air quality around you.
And is this a nationwide initiative, Kira? Are all the schools more or less taking part in this? And then what are the schools doing themselves in order to promote this?
Yeah, so we work in green schools with hundreds of schools around the country, and we have a wider network of schools that are taking part in the wider Green Schools programme. And a lot of those have been sent the information and asked to participate in Clean Air Week. In school, they can learn about the impact of different things on air quality. They can learn about why air quality is important. And we're asking kids to maybe make pledges to take fewer journeys by car if possible, or walk and cycle in their own lives, not necessarily always on the journey to school, And we have clean air resources and no idling fuel kits. So schools can work on maybe a no idling campaign at their schools. We have those tool kits for them. And we have lots of different things that they can take home or do in class in terms of art projects and things like that to get them thinking about air quality and what impact their actions or the actions of the people around them can have on that.
Ciara, if anybody wants to find out more information about this, where would you send them?
So on our website, greenschoolsireland.org, we have loads of information, resources, links to other websites with kind of more maybe scientific information on air quality. So we have resources for primary schools, secondary schools. We have petitions, survey templates if you want to survey the idling happening outside your school, videos, everything. There's an FAQ about idling. So if you think that maybe idling is better for your engine than turning it off, we've debunked a lot of the myths around idling, and that's all on our website.
Excellent. Well, Ciara, it was a pleasure to talk with you this week. Congratulations on this initiative, and I wish you every success with it. Hopefully the penny will drop or the light bulb will go on, so to speak, for people across the country. And once again, Ciara Norton, manager of the Green Schools Travel Programme, thank you for taking the time to chat with us this week.
Thank you, Carol.
And that concludes this week's edition of Hours to Protect. If you missed any of our previous episodes or you want to find out more about what the Hours to Protect initiative is all about, it's all on our website, sunshineradio.ie/hours to protect. I'm Carol Dooley. Thank you for joining me this week, and I hope you'll join me for another edition just after 7 o'clock next Monday evening.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Sunshine 106.8, and the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.